Our children may very well look back on 2020 as a landmark year. It's an election year, and neither side fully supports their party's presidential nominee. A global pandemic claims the lives of 100,000 and counting. Violent protests erupt on city streets across the country after Derek Chauvin, a white Minneapolis police officer, pressed his knee into George Floyd's neck, a 46-year-old black man, and killed him for committing a nonviolent crime, claiming he resisted arrest. As most people focus on the surrounding chaos and darkness, the SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule launched two astronauts into space last week. The Falcon 9 rocket took off from Kennedy Space Center in Florida last Saturday and docked at the International Space Station the following morning.
Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon. Go NASA, go SpaceX, Godspeed, Bob and Doug.
The launch marks the first time in history that a commercial aerospace company has carried humans into Earth's orbit. Here's NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine as he calls the station from the space agency's Mission Control Center in Houston, Texas.
We are so, so proud of everything you have done for our country and, in fact, to inspire the world.
An astronaut, Doug Hurley, later said this in a press conference.
It's just taken that hard work and dedication over the last almost nine years to get us where we're at now, back in launching rockets from the United States. Anything is possible. You know, we've had a really rough couple of months, and just to be able to show the country what the agency's made of, what the Commercial Crew Program did, and what SpaceX did, I hope they take some pride and a sense of accomplishment of seeing that.
In the midst of darkness and confusion on Earth, someone was looking beyond the confines of this world and was reaching for the stars. Someone remembered to look up. This story has a familiar ring to it. Going back more than 50 years ago, many historians describe 1968 as a landmark year. It also was an election year. Lyndon B. Johnson announced he would not seek re-election. Hubert Humphrey became the Democratic nominee, but Republican nominee Richard Nixon ultimately won the presidency. An influenza pandemic claimed the lives of more than 102,000 people nationwide. Violent protests erupted in cities across America after black civil rights leader Martin Luther King was assassinated. And more protests ensued because of America's involvement in Vietnam. While most people were focused on the chaos and darkness surrounding them, the crew of Apollo 8 launched the first manned mission to the moon. They entered the moon's orbit on Christmas Eve, and many listened as they shared a message with the world during a live broadcast.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And from the crew of Apollo 8, God bless all of you.
In the midst of darkness and confusion on Earth, someone was looking beyond the confines of this world and was looking up towards the light. The following year, amid Woodstock and more anti-war demonstrations, the United States once again looked up as Neil Armstrong became the first man to set foot on the moon and utter those now iconic words.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
America may endure days of darkness, but history has proven there will always be those who choose to look towards the light. As I reflect on this, I'm reminded of an experience from several years ago. On August 21st, 2017, my family and I watched the sun's corona, the outer edges of the sun, shine its light around the moon during the solar eclipse. The sky went dark at 11:30 a.m. as the moon blocked the sun's rays from hitting the Earth. But what made that day so unforgettable is that for a little over 2 minutes, our family, our neighbors, our community, and people across the nation looked beyond the confines of this world and looked up towards the light.